Now it looks like one unclean spirit, but let's read on. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains. Because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him. So this is a wild man of Gadarene. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. What a horrible situation. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. The word worship means to kneel down. Verse 7, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. For he said to him, come out of the man, unclean spirit. Now it says in verse 7 that Jesus was tormenting him. Now remember, we are covering how we have an effect on the demon world. Whenever you take authority, a spiritual force emanates from you that causes pressure on the demon force. In other words, you can torture demons. Oh, hallelujah. Think about, you know, people always talk about demons torturing them. I'm telling you how to torture demons. Of course, don't make it a hobby, right? Jesus says, don't rejoice, you know, don't make it a ministry of, you know, wasting time doing that. But you can cause torture to a demon. The word said, the demon say, don't torment me. The word torment means, don't torture me. Now, wouldn't you and I like to find out how demons are tortured? Right? Because you can't torture them with a physical realm. You can't arm wrestle with them. You can't punch them. But there's a way you can torture them. By commanding them to get out of their domain. Because demons are also, quote unquote, pardon this phrase, they are also quite human in their personality. Each one of them have personality. They also have comfort zones. I have known demons to cry when you command them to come out, because they say, we have been here for two generations. They each one got a personality. They got their comfort zone. You know why when you cast them out, they have to go and find another home. So they have personalities too. They have personalities. So they feel the distress. Oh, hallelujah. Welcome to the demon torturing club. Whenever you command demons to leave their domain, wherever they have their comfort zone and you're coming against them in the name of Jesus, every time you say it, that's why you cannot give up on your spoken word. Every time you say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over you, it shakes. You are torturing them. You are causing their thrones to shake. And how many times, I don't know how many times, you know, the principality and power, every time, you know, you take authority, who knows, you know, their thrones, they could fall like lightning. Zoom! And then they rebuild their throne again until the next Friday night prayer meeting. Then you pray, Jesus, let me tear down all the principalities. Zoom! Then Saturday, Sunday, they're climbing down again. Yeah, until the next Friday night again. Until we have 24-hour praise and worship, they got no chance to rebuild. That's why I look forward to 24-hour praise and worship. They got no chance to rebuild. Every time we take authority against their domain, whether in a person, you're tormenting them. So the demon says, don't torment me. Why? The next verse tell you, because Jesus had said to him, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. But the demon didn't immediately obey. Because remember, demons have personalities. You know how human beings can behave too, right? Human beings can try to be intimidating. But when that doesn't succeed, they try diplomacy. And that doesn't succeed, they try to sneak behind your back. Same thing, the demons are the same. In fact, the humans learn from the demons. So the demon, who is now refusing to come out, try, you know, they try to plead with Jesus. Please spare me. I want this man. And then Jesus says, what is your name? He answered saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. So he knows the type of demon and the name of the demon. Now, the name doesn't always tell you the type, but usually it does. Notice the two things very important. And here's an interesting thing in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, when you know the name or the type, you immediately have authority. It's very strange in the spiritual world. When you know the name or the type of demon or principality, power, or ruler, you have authority over them. That is why in some folklore and in some witchcraft and in some shamans, they tell you how important it is to have to know a secret name. And when you know the secret name of the real thing of that person, you have authority over them. That's witchcraft practice. Now let me illustrate again from the Bible. When God brought all the animals to Adam, Adam named the animals. Right. Now he didn't just name the animals like we think. I mean, when the animal came, he says, oh, your name is R2. And the next one came, Alti-D2. Next one come, Tripio. Next one. He didn't just name the animals. He actually looked at the animals, understand its nature, and then call it its name. And thus he exercised dominion over the animals. That is before the fall. He exercised dominion over all the animals. That was marvelous because he had a spiritual ability to see the nature and then he gave the name. Now, let's use a natural illustration. I have a pet dog. Some of you have pets. In order to train your pet, you need to give your pet a name. So that when you call the name, the pet obeys you. Right. You name them in order to train them. Names are important. And so, in the demon world and in the spiritual world, when you know their nature or their name, you are able to have some authority over them straight away. And so Jesus knows the name of the demon, the number of the demon, the type of demon. It was an unclean demon. And Jesus had already commanded this demon to come out. This demon had a comfort zone in this person, refused to come out. And this demon starts begging. He asks, what? And he says, he begged him not to send him out of the country. And there was a large herd of swine feeding near the mountains. And the demon said, send us to the swine that we may enter them. And this is the part I could never fully understand. Verse 13, Jesus says, okay, you can go. And the demons ran to the swine. Right, of course in those days, there's an Israelite area of Decapolis too. And remember, the Jews have no use for swine. They don't eat swine. And so it tells us here that in verse 13, the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000, if the legion is 6,000 and 2,000 here is three demons per pig. About 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. Interesting. When the demons all came out, if a legion was 6,000, 6,000 demons came out to 2,000 pigs. Now here's a strange thing. The pigs immediately died, committed suicide. You can look at it in three ways. either as the demons were coming out from the man, coming to the pigs took one look and said, oh no, and ran, and rather committed suicide rather than be demon possessed. Or, if the pigs could talk, that is. Or, the demons actually grabbed hold of the pig, but the pig inside struggled. I don't want to let go of my piggly self. And in the struggle, the piggly ran into the abyss, right, the slope, and died. Or, thirdly, the demons are so angry when they came out that they just had to do something terrible. So they came out and they made the pigs commit suicide. But then if the pigs commit suicide, the demons also have no more place to go. So what's the whole purpose? They just want to avenge their anger. It's interesting here that Jesus did allow them. And that's the one part I don't understand, right? In verse 13. But the interesting thing is, they needed Jesus' permission. They had to leave. And between saving the man and saving 2,000 pigs, so here's one scripture that tells you, you are worth more than 2,000 pigs. Although that's a lot of money, right? Of course, Jesus says, you know, one soul is more than the whole world. Saving this man. And so Jesus took authority, command the demons to come out, and there goes the demons. The same way, you can have authority. The first law of the spirit realm is that you must bind a strong man to have authority over the rest. Now, if it were other demon exorcism school, there are some of them, weird ones that are here, called themselves Christian by name. If a person got 6,000 demons, some of them take 3 days to cast out one demon, right? You read some of the school, they go through, you know, all these things and all these things, talk to the demon, take notes and everything, and then they cast one demon. Then the next day cast another demon. Then the next day cast another demon. My friend, if there are 6,000 demons and you cast them one by one, it will take you 3 years to free this man. One a day. 1,000 days. Right? Well, that's 1,000. That's more than 3 years. 6,000 demons. In 3 years, you will succeed at casting 1,000. Times 6,000. 3 times 6. 18 years for you to free this man. If you cast out one demon a day, about 18 years, right? 1 year, 3 years is about slightly more than 1,000 days. So that's going to take a long time. We don't need to do that. We don't care whether a person is possessed by 40 demons, 100 demons, a legion of demons. You just deal with the main one. When you deal with the main one, the rest follows. So it doesn't matter how many demon towers or how many caves they hide in here and there all over a city. You just take authority over the main one. Or better still, you learn to exercise your authority over Satan himself. And that we will cover as we go through this series about the things that we can do in the natural that have an effect on the spiritual world. They have a dramatic effect and causing them to fall. But we have just enough time to bring forth the first main law in the spiritual is you deal with the head principality. Now, if you are trying to have... how do we know that something is a demon problem and not a flesh? You cannot cast out the flesh. Sometimes things are of the flesh, human choice. It's not demon. But some things are demon. There is a demon of anger and violence. But there are human emotions of anger and violence. Please differentiate between them. You cannot cast out the flesh, but you can. You have to deny the flesh, repent of the flesh, but you can cast out demons. But they do attract one another. And we need to be aware of that. Whatever the case, if you do have a certain habit that you have no victory over constantly, and it has kept you in bondage, repeated habitual sin that couldn't be overcome, sometimes have a demon source.